Welcome to day 157 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita Langland, your host from Hidden with Christ Ministries in Tustin, California. This week we are reading from the New American Standard Bible, and today's reading will take us through Proverbs chapters 10, 11, and 12. We're reading currently in the book of Proverbs, and today's three chapters all consists of contrasts made between the righteous person and the wicked person. So as you listen to these verses, you will see the verses consist of a statement made about the righteous and then the opposite made about the wicked. So it's very interesting. The contrast between the two make it very clear about the life of a righteous person and the life and results of the life of a wicked person, a person who does not walk with, love, or honor, or respect God. So beginning at Proverbs chapter 10, starting at verse 1. A wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish son is a grief to his mother. Ill-gotten gains do not profit, but righteousness delivers from death. The Lord will not allow the righteous to hunger, but he will reject the craving of the wicked. Poor is he who works with a negligent hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. He who gathers in summer is a son who acts wisely, but he who sleeps in harvest is a son who acts shamefully. Blessings are on the head of the righteous, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. The memory of the righteous is blessed, but the name of the wicked will rot. The wise of heart will receive commands, but a babbling fool will be ruined. He who walks in integrity walks securely, but he who perverts his ways will be found out. He who winks the eye causes trouble, and a babbling fool will be ruined. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all transgressions. On the lips of the discerning, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him who lacks understanding. Wise men store up knowledge, but with the mouth of the foolish, ruin is at hand. The rich man's wealth is his fortress. The ruin of the poor is their poverty. The wages of the righteous is life. The income of the wicked, punishment. He is on the path of life who heeds instruction, but he who ignores reproof goes astray. He who conceals hatred has lying lips, and he who spreads slander is a fool. When there are many words, transgression is unavoidable, but he who restrains his lips is wise. The tongue of the righteous is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is worth little. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for lack of understanding. It is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Doing wickedness is like sport to a fool, and so is wisdom to a man of understanding. What the wicked fears will come upon him, but the desire of the righteous will be granted. When the whirlwind passes, the wicked is no more, but the righteous has an everlasting foundation. Like vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so is the lazy one to those who send him. The fear of the Lord prolongs life, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. The hope of the righteous is gladness, but the expectation of the wicked perishes. The way of the Lord is a stronghold to the upright, but ruin to the workers of iniquity. The righteous will never be shaken, but the wicked will not dwell in the land. The mouth of the righteous flows with wisdom, but the perverted tongue will be cut out. The lips of the righteous bring forth what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked what is perverted. Chapter 11. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. When pride comes, then comes dishonor, but with the humble is wisdom. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the crookedness of the treacherous will destroy them. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless will smooth his way, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but the treacherous will be caught by their own greed. When a wicked man dies, his expectation will perish, and the hope of strong men perishes. The righteous is delivered from trouble, but the wicked takes his place. With his mouth, the godless man destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge, the righteous will be delivered. When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices, and when the wicked perish, there is joyful shouting. By the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted, but by the mouth of the wicked, it is torn down. He who despises his neighbor lacks sense, but a man of understanding keeps silent. He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy conceals a matter. Where there is no guidance, the people fall, but in abundance of counselors there is victory. He who is a guarantor for a stranger will surely suffer for it, but he who hates being a guarantor is secure. A gracious woman attains honor, and ruthless men attain riches. The merciful man does himself good, but the cruel man does himself harm. The wicked earns deceptive wages, but he who sows righteousness gets a true reward. He who is steadfast in righteousness will attain to life, and he who pursues evil will bring about his own death. The perverse in heart are an abomination to the Lord, but the blameless in their walk are his delight. Assuredly, the evil man will not go unpunished, but the descendants of the righteous will be delivered. As a ring of gold in a swine's snout, so is a beautiful woman who lacks discretion. The desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. There is one who scatters and yet increases all the more, and there is one who withholds what is justly due, and yet it results only in want. The generous man will be prosperous, and he who waters will himself be watered. He who withholds grain, the people will curse him, but blessing will be on the head of him who sells it. He who diligently seeks good seeks favor, but he who seeks evil, evil will come to him. He who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like the green leaf. He who troubles his own house will inherit the wind, and the foolish will be servant to the wise-hearted. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who is wise wins souls. If the righteous will be rewarded in the earth, how much more the wicked and the sinner? Chapter 12. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is stupid. A good man will obtain favor from the Lord, but he will condemn a man who devises evil. A man will not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous will not be moved. An excellent wife is the crown of her husband, but she who shames him is like rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are just, but the counsels of the wicked are deceitful. The words of the wicked lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright will deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are no more, but the house of the righteous will stand. A man will be praised according to his insight, but one of perverse mind will be despised. Better is he who is lightly esteemed and has a servant than he who honors himself and lacks bread. A righteous man has regard for the life of his animal, but even the compassion of the wicked is cruel. He who tills his land will have plenty of bread, but he who pursues worthless things lacks sense. The wicked man desires the booty of evil men, but the root of the righteous yields fruit. An evil man is ensnared by the transgression of his lips, but the righteous will escape from trouble. A man will be satisfied with good by the fruit of his words, and the deeds of a man's hands will return to him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man is he who listens to counsel. A fool's anger is known at once, but a prudent man conceals dishonor. He who speaks truth tells what is right, but a false witness deceit. There is one who speaks rashly like the thrusts of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Truthful lips will be established forever, but a lying tongue is only for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but counselors of peace have joy. No harm befalls the righteous, but the wicked are filled with trouble. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal faithfully are his delight. A prudent man conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims folly. The hand of the diligent will rule, but the slack hand will be put to forced labor. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but a good word makes it glad. The righteous is a guide to his neighbor, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. A lazy man does not roast his prey, but the precious possession of a man is diligence. In the way of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death. This is the end of today's scripture reading. All of the book of Proverbs points to a central truth. There is wisdom in honoring, loving, serving God, and having reverence for God, and that the wise person prospers, and the foolish person, the person who doesn't honor God, does not do well in life. And throughout the book of Proverbs, we see this theme developed. And in the chapters that we read today, we find this very clear contrast between the life of the righteous person, the person in right standing with God, the person that honors God with their life, and the person who is considered the wicked person or the foolish person who does not honor, love, revere, and serve God. Today's three chapters, chapters 10, 11, and 12 in Proverbs, really give us a clear illustration of the lifestyle differences between the person who loves God and the person who does not love God, the person who's considered the righteous or in right standing with the Lord, and the person who's the fool, who doesn't even pay attention or have any reverence for the Lord. And these lifestyle differences are illustrated by giving us different areas of activity in life that are universal to all people and how they look so very differently between these two individuals. We heard as we were listening to this reading today how the person behaves in business, with how they behave in interpersonal relations, how they speak, which is a very huge topic in the book of Proverbs. In fact, in today's reading, the very first chapter, chapter 10, had multiple verses that addressed speech, how a person talks, if they love God, and how a person who doesn't follow God speaks. That the mouth of the righteous flows with wisdom, but the person who's unrighteous has a perverted tongue. And it goes on and on about truth and lying and speaking life and speaking death. And we will cover that subject on another day when we get to Proverbs 18, which addresses this subject head on. But I want you, as we go through the book of Proverbs, to try to pay attention to how many verses address this issue of speech. But that will not be our subject today. I want to bring your attention to one of the contrasts that's made between the righteous and the wicked, and it has to do with the area of diligence. And this was covered in Proverbs chapter 12. There were two specific verses that deal with the issue of diligence versus laziness or slothfulness, and we heard these two verses today. I'll read them to you. Proverbs 12, verse 24 reads, "The hand of the diligent will rule, but the slack hand will be put to forced labor." And then a few verses down, this diligence issue arises again. It says, "A lazy man does not roast his prey, but the precious possession of a man is diligence." Now, what exactly does that mean? Well, let me define diligence for you first of all. Diligence is defined as the steady application of effort to accomplish a task. It also means exerting oneself to fulfill what is undertaken without unnecessary delay. And thirdly, diligence means acting with great care and effort. So here we have a picture of two people, the diligent man and the lazy person or the slothful person, the person who applies effort in their lives, whether it's to business, whether it's to just their daily activities, and the person who's so lazy they won't even cook their own dinner, which is mentioned here. They don't even roast their own prey, meaning they hunted down a bird or some animal to eat, and then they're so lazy they don't even cook it, and it ends up being wasted just because they have a spirit of slothfulness. But the opposite is true in the person who's referred to as the diligent one. And it says the hand of the diligent person will rule. In other words, diligent people rise to the top in life. Diligent people want to do things quickly. They want to do things with excellence. They want to do things in a way that brings forth good fruitfulness for whatever activity or project that they're working on. A diligent person accepts challenges that come with life and is patient, but continues to be diligent with their efforts and doesn't allow distractions or difficulties to cause them to stop pursuing their goal. So the hand of the diligent will rule. In other words, the diligent people rise to the top, become the leaders, become the ones in the forefront of business, of education, in school, etc. A diligent student studies. A diligent student completes all the homework assignments. The diligent student doesn't wait till the last minute to do their projects and then stay up all night before presenting them to class. A diligent person works hard on the task that they have been given. One familiar historical figure who had to be one of the most diligent men ever born was the famous Thomas Edison. He's the man who made popular the quote, "Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration." Very simply meaning that diligent work would produce much. Very clearly similar to the quote from the book of Proverbs that the diligent hand will rule. And Thomas Edison truly became one of the most diligent men producing amazing results. He was one of the most prolific inventors in American history, holding over 1,000 patents in the United States for inventions that he created. He also was an amazing businessman, starting 14 companies during his lifetime, including General Electric, which is still one of the largest publicly traded companies in the world. The diligent hand will rule. Another figure from history who proved the wisdom of these proverbs about the issue of diligence was a man by the name of William Colgate. You might be familiar with that name from the toothpaste, and that was a company, Colgate Toothpaste Company, was founded by William Colgate in 1806. But this man learned diligence at a young age. When he was 16 years old, he left home to seek his fortune. He had all of his earthly possessions tied in a bundle carried in his hand. One day, William Colgate met an elderly boat captain who listened to his story about how his family was too poor to keep him and how he had to strike out on his own to make his way in life. William Colgate told that boat captain that the only skill that he possessed was the ability to make candles and soap. Well, the old captain knelt down and prayed for the boy's future. And afterward, he gave young William Colgate some very sound advice. He told him, "William, someday someone will be the leading soap maker in New York. It could be you. Be a good man, give your heart to Christ, pay the Lord all that belongs to him, make an honest soap, give a full pound, and I am certain you will be a prosperous and rich man." Well, 16-year-old William Colgate listened very diligently to that godly counsel, and he not only prospered beyond his wildest dreams, but he was able to give millions of dollars to the Lord's work over his lifetime. He learned to be a diligent worker from his teenage years onward and became the founder of the Colgate Company, which still exists today, producing toothpaste and many other products. Diligence enabled William Colgate to become a prosperous man. Again, the hand of the diligent will rule, and the precious possession of a man is diligence. One last historical figure that I will use as an illustration in the area of diligence is the man named Booker T. Washington. Booker T. Washington was an African-American educator and author and advisor to presidents. He came from one of the last generation of Black American leaders that had been born into slavery and then became freed from slavery when slavery was abolished in the United States. He was the leader of the Tuskegee Institute in Alabama from a very young age. But he also learned the importance of diligence at a very young age. That actually occurred when he went to apply to be admitted to a college known as the Hampton Institute in Virginia. The head teacher ordered Booker T. Washington to take a broom and sweep the classroom because he knew this was his chance to prove himself worthy of a college education. He swept that room 3 times and dusted the furniture 4 times. When the teacher returned, she inspected the floor closely. She ran her handkerchief over the woodwork. Unable to find a speck of dust anywhere, she said, "I guess you will do to enter this institution." She was testing his diligence level. Washington later said that this was the turning point of his life. Diligence got him a place in that institution of higher learning, which later brought him into a position of great prominence as an educator, though a freed Black slave in the United States during the 1800s. Diligence is a key to success in life, as the book of Proverbs teaches us. The precious possession of a man is diligence, and the hand of the diligent will rule. This applies to all areas of life, whether it's just how you keep your home in terms of its appearance, its cleanliness, whether it applies to your daily life as a student. How diligent will you be? The hand of the diligent will rule. The diligent people and students rise to the top. Or whether it applies to your life as a worker, if you're employed by someone else, or whether you own your own company, your diligence will determine your success level for certain. This is a key, and it's a gift that God's given us. We have the ability to choose to be diligent people if we desire, but laziness will always bring a person down. And God wants us as believers to live with the spirit of excellence, and part of having a spirit of excellence definitely requires diligence and effort in every area of life that we encounter. So I want to encourage you to be a person of great diligence. Encourage your children to be diligent in everything they put their hand to. And as the Proverbs say, the diligent hand will rule. God bless you and give you a victorious week.